I think it's shocking that the HSE withheld this information from the special COVID committee in which I'm a member. One of the questions I put last Tuesday was for the breakdown of deaths per nursing home, but depending on whether it was public or private, including the total number of people, unfortunately, who lost their lives in a nursing home as a result of COVID-19. The officials that were before us from the HSE in HICWA told us they didn't have this information. Now we know from the report that the Irish Times were able to get their hands on, that the HSE did have a report, that the data that was available to them was up to date from last Tuesday, but for some reason the HSE decided to keep that from us, and probably the figures in it tell that story, because it is absolutely shocking, the amount of heartbreak, the amount of loss of life that we have seen as a result of this pandemic in our nursing homes, more than we ever believed before. And, you know, every single person, every single number in that report is a family that has lost a loved one, is somebody that's grieving. But it also tells the story of, in my view, an entire sector of our elderly people who's been abandoned by the state, where there was no plan in relation to personal protection equipment for that sector, where there was no plan for testing, where there was no plan for transfer and how that should appropriately happen from acute hospitals into the nursing homes. And as a result, we see, you know, in our own county of Donegal, the highest number of fatalities in any nursing home across the state took place, the highest percentage took place in a HSE-run facility, the Rock and Ballyshannon, where nearly half of all residents died as a result of COVID-19.
I'm sure at your earliest opportunity you'll be demanding answers from the HSE as to why they apparently withheld this information from you.
We've already wrote yesterday to the chairperson of the COVID-19 committee. There's a private session this morning in relation to that committee, and we are asking that now that the schedule that we had, which was supposed to be dealing with the private hospitals next week, that that's changed, that we bring the senior officials from the HSE and from the Department of Health in before us and get them to answer the real questions now. And we need to get to the bottom of this here, because never again should we ever allow our elderly people to be abandoned in the way that they are. Never again, you know, should anything like this happen. And we need to be also conscious that, you know, this virus isn't defeated within our community. While there is a huge work being done by all, including our officials, including those in the front line, to curtail the spread of this virus, it's still there within the community, and it also can still appear again within our residential settings and in our nursing homes. So we need to make sure, for the sake of every single resident there, for the sake of all of their families, that everything is being done, that an appropriate plan is now in place to make sure that our elderly and most vulnerable population is protected.